Welcome back to One Star Recruits, the podcast hosted by a man who set up a Wi-Fi network named after his dog this weekend, and another man that, if given the chance, could make 1 out of 10 shots from the elbow jumper on any basketball court in America. Welcome to One Star Recruits, the highest rated podcast in the world. We're one stars, we're living, we're loving, we're learning, we're getting better every day by bringing 5-star guests from all over the world to you. DK, One Star Recruits, we're back for another week. What do you think about that intro, brother?
Much better. I mean, medium heat, bro. It's a medium spice right there, but pretty good. So named a Wi-Fi after their dog. Did you say this weekend?
I set up a brand new network, Google Home. I got 3 Wi-Fi extenders, the whole mesh network, because I put a TV in my garage this weekend, DK. Well, the electrician put it in. So I mounted it, but I got internet coverage over my entire property, single family home in Long Beach now. It's amazing.
Amazing. So you got the whole setup. So what does the garage look like now? So the television is mounted. What size television?
65-inch. We got it. I mean, we're about week 6 in the NFL, week 5, week 6, somewhere around there. So we got the NFL ticket. Breaking news, I'm getting league pass this year. So there's going to be a lot of time spent in that garage, DK. The TV's mounted on the wall. We're in business.
What's the sitting situation?
We got about a 30-year-old recliner in there that's still super comfortable. We have another chair that, you know, like part of a couch setup that's a chair that's good. We got a bunch of folding chairs. We might have some people over this weekend to break them in.
Yeah, is there a mini fridge? Is there a popcorn machine?
Oh, it's a full-size fridge. The old fridge we had in our kitchen is now in the garage, stocked with drinks, Gatorade, water, beer, whatever you want.
Oh, that's very Arizona move. Respect that move. Wonderful. Sick, man. All right.
And I watched Derek Carr throw an incomplete pass on 4th and 1, and 2 receivers run into each other last night. I was in my garage. I watched it. I broke in the TV with Monday Night Football, Raiders versus Chiefs.
Oh, fuck. Dude, terrible play calling, I guess. The whole analytics thing's throwing me off, but what a life as a Raiders fan. Our guy Train, my guy Rob, what a heart. I mean, as a Cardinals fan, we kind of expect it, so we're happy with the wins. That's Heartbreak Hotel, maybe some bad decisions. Maybe a lot of bonehead coaching moves being made early in this NFL season, a little bit.
And then typical Raiders, of course, after the game was the biggest story of all. Davante Adams goes and pushes that photographer. They're talking about a suspension. The photographer filed a police report. It's all going to shit for the Raiders, DK. I think they're, 1-4? And just if Adams gets suspended for next week, man, add insult to injury right there.
Well, I think we flock together, bro. Birds of a feather flock together, because I want to know a little bit more about your Wi-Fi, because inside information, my Wi-Fi also named after my dog.
I knew it. I had a feeling. I feel like I've connected to your network at some point in the past.
So you stole it from me. Okay. I thought we were doing, you know, Eskimo bros.
No, if you, it's funny, cause we're not the only ones, man. It might not be a 1-star move. Cause if you go to my house and pull up all the available networks, I see my neighbor's dog names. It's crazy, man. Everyone's naming their networks after their pets.
Damn, I thought I was original. That's not all right. That's good to know. That could be a 1-star move that's no longer. Look, few may know this, but our guy Rip here is born and raised in Philly. Rip, are you rooting for the Phillies? Actually, I'll allow you right now to make it pretty clear. I think you might be from Amish country, not Philly, but you claim Philly.
No, I was born in Montgomery County, which is about an hour from Philadelphia, an hour from Amish country, kind of in between. I do have a soft spot for the Phillies because before I moved to Arizona, they were my squad. But no, man, I think I'm going Padres this year. The Padres have never won anything. I'm always going for the underdogs. You know that as well as anyone. So I think I'm going Padres, DK.
Padres over Mariners? Over Phillies, who as we record this pod, and this is bad podcasting too, but it looks like they're up on the Braves. You know, I don't care as much about baseball until it gets to the playoffs, and you can catch me watching the game now. And I also fucking love the underdogs, man. I'm not going for the Padres. I do love San Diego, but simply because I think they got all the players. They did that move. So I'm rooting for the Mariners. All my love is going to the Mariners, American League, National League. I think the Dodgers have the best team, you know, so that's going to be my, that's it. That's going to be my National League pick.
Yeah, they're the heavy favorite, absolute heavy favorite. But, you know, they just won 2 years ago, so I got to go with the underdog. I'm going Padres, Mariners, teams who haven't sniffed the postseason in a while. That's what I'm hoping for, DK. But look, hey, we don't have a guest this week, DK, but I'm going to break it down here for the listeners because it's not for lack of trying. I want to start a new thing here just so the listeners know we're trying, DK. Let me throw out a couple names that have rejected us in the last 5 to 7 days just to come on One Star Recruits. We reach out to tons of teams, athletes, reps every week. So, DK, just in the last like 48 hours, just a little taste. Some of these names here, we've been rejected by Udonis Haslam, Spencer Dinwiddie, Kyle Neptune, and Sugar Ray Leonard. So I don't know if you know who Kyle Neptune is, but just a taste for listeners that we're trying. We're out there every day grinding, trying to get guests on the show, and we usually bring you 5 stars, but that's why we don't have a guest this week is because it's not easy, DK.
Who is Kyle Neptune?
He is the new head coach of the Villanova Wildcats men's basketball team. Jay Wright retired last season. Kyle Neptune, I believe, was his assistant, and he took over. So it's possible we'll get him in the future, but he's a busy guy right now getting ready for the season.
Yeah, let me add a couple guys to that list. I'm going to make a formal request. I'm pretty much addicted to golf at this point in time, and I have some questions now. It's to the point where I have some questions. So I can make a formal request for a couple pro golfers to join the pod. I'm going to give you some names. Ready?
Go for it. We're always open for suggestions.
We're always open. Send them in. All our golfers out there, hit us up on the Twitter, the Instagram with any other golfers that we should have. But I'll just give you three that I think are attainable. And also, I mean, this is my thing now. The golf bug has bit me, bro. Tom Kim. He has a very Dave Cowell vibe to him.
First guest, Dave Cowell. Bring it back full circle, Tom Kim. All right.
President of the Santa Cruz Warriors, not just he's off, they're both Asian and they're both bigger boys, but the way their personalities are like A++++ human. So Tom Kim, number one. Number two, Max Homa. He's about to have a kid, so you can help him out there. He does a shitload of content and he's super funny and badass, really kind of one of the most vulnerable dudes right now on the PGA Tour, but also kicking ass. So Max Homa. H-O-M-A, rip, you got that shit?
All right, got it on the list.
And then this is a Nick B special. This guy could be attainable, maybe not. Victor Hovland, H-O-V-L-A-N-D. Very stylish, very cool golfer. Can help me with my swing. He's my swing. The guy, the swing I want Victor has. So I have some questions. So let me add that shit to it.
I love that. I'll reach out to him. I have some other golf related guests in the works that I like to surprise you with once they come through. But yeah, we're definitely working hard to get golfers on.
Yep, everybody knows you've been working on the Walrus for 3 years.
Craig Stadler lives in some remote area of Colorado. I don't even know if that guy has internet.
You know, it would be cool who actually has our Arizona ties too, though, is Noda Begay. He's homies with Tiger Woods. You can add him to the list too. The big Arizona guy. Big Arizona guy. So, okay, good. So you're not claiming full Phillies. That's good to know there. We got the MLB talk out of the way. You know, let's settle in here for a quick second. Many requests have came forward for an official one-star road trip. They've come in from about, you know, 6 to 8 different areas now, Rip. You've got them too. I want to talk a little bit about the spring of 2023 and a one-city road trip with a meetup. I got a top three list for cities. Just what comes to mind for one-star meetups, spring 2023 weekend, maybe a three-day weekend. I don't know how crazy you want to get. Top three cities.
You want me to guess the cities that you're thinking of?
No, I got my list. You have your list. What would be your city, that first city that comes to mind for just a one-star meetup?
I mean, for us, it had to be Bloomington, Indiana, because I believe our 3 or 4 most successful downloaded episodes have been Indiana Hoosier related guests. So most of our listens, I mean, have come from the state of Indiana on those particular episodes. So I would say Bloomington, number one.
Very true. Very true. My number one, and this is because I think it makes the most sense. I think we go back to our home state in Phoenix, possibly, and get together and put together a little golf outing. And I think we can maybe maximize the potential for headcount within that. So that's why.
That would be in my top three for sure. And I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities, I believe, with the Ted's hot dogs live on location, you know, from the restaurant, or, you know, Pete's fish and chips sponsorship. So yeah, that's absolutely in my top three.
All kinds of things. I think Coach Hurley, we can take the Ted's, we can connect some dots. I think in Phoenix and Tempe in particular. So let's put Tempe on the list. Number two on my list, semi-interesting, just because it goes back to what we used to do, Rip, every spring. Las Vegas tournament.
Hey, I'm never opposed to a Las Vegas trip. And if you want to go beyond spring and go summer, we could even do summer league. But yeah, NCAA tournament, summer league. There's no shortage of guests out there during summer league or the tournament for sure.
Totally, totally. So that could be a great way and incorporate a lot of things there. I think that would be maybe another easy place. We can get Seymour there. We can get a couple people from NorCal to come down. That's a nice, nice, easy go-to. And then my third and my stretch pick, which I think would be an amazing time. I think it'd be cool, Rip, to get back into a university town, bro.
And that's where Bloomington comes in too. But what one would you pick if you had another one in mind?
I think it's time, bro. I think it's time that we head to a place that we wouldn't normally go, and we go to Nacogdoches.
go to 409, Nacogdoches, Texas. Stephen F. Austin.
Texas, man. We make the road trip up, man. Take it all the way through. For, maybe even fly into Houston. Actually, maybe go to Houston, because we did learn a lot about Houston. It's another city I've never been to. I'm trying to go do new things in 2023. So that's why it's third on my list. So those are the three that I had. One would be maximize the opportunity. Second would be, you know, it's just Vegas. So there it is, especially during a good sports weekend. And then three is do something new.
I like it, man, because honestly, the big road trip sounded a little overwhelming, because we've touched so many cities over the course of the past 2 years. And we got so many restaurant recommendations from all across the country and even Canada that, you know, it was a little overwhelming. But if you narrow it down to one city like that, it seems a lot more reasonable. And I agree, man. It's something we should definitely plan for in the spring.
Yeah, yeah. Well, shit, bro. It's October. We got a couple of Rip's favorite events coming up here. We got your birthday. You're a big lover of birthday. What's your plan? You going to get pizza or something? You going to Panera?
Kind of like I talked about before, we got the TV set up in the garage. I invited a few people over, comedian Adam Lamb and a couple other friends, to watch some games, man. The Cards are playing at 1 o'clock against the Seahawks. So we got the NFL ticket going. We got seating.
You've come full circle. This is it in life. This is how we full circle of life when you've made it. You have a fucking man cave and your buddy's coming over for your birthdays to chill in the man cave and watch football. Congratulations.
And that's the thing, is it's not my wife actually did most of the work, sent it up. I mounted the TV and I got the electrician out, but she actually like made it attainable to get the garage set up to even do this. I mean, hours and hours of sorting stuff and throwing stuff away and all that. So you can call it a man cave, but it's really, it's for the whole family, man.
Man, what a sweet man you are, Rip. Good man. Look at that. And we got Halloween, your favorite holiday. So your B-day in your man cave followed by your favorite holiday. Halloween. Have you selected your costume?
I haven't, man. As I get older, I'm like lagging on it more and more. You know, we've been doing like family costumes. Like it was a pirate last year with the kids, and we had like a garbage man theme costume the year before. So it's getting down. We're about 3 weeks out. I gotta get something out. What do you do for Halloween in Hawaii? There's your second one there.
Down on Front Street, a lot of people go down, and it's a big kind of booze holiday. Get out and go down to Front Street here and then walk on back. So costume usually comes week of, but I have an idea for you for a costume. I actually stole this from CJ on Trash Talk Boys. He kind of brought it up just telling a story in the wash, but I was like, that'll be perfect for Rip. You want to hear it?
Yeah, it's a family costume.
Family costume.
Yeah, what is it?
So you just go to any store, or you just probably go to Amazon at this point in time and just get a purple bodysuit. You know, you've seen the green ones before.
Yeah.
And get a bunch of fucking purple balloons and be grapes.
Oh man, just an entire family of grapes. I don't know if I'm down with the bodysuit. I mean, you're talking about like nuts hanging out and everything else.
No, you have balloons all over you, so nobody sees anything.
Oh, the balloons are the grapes. Okay. Okay, so the bodysuit's covered up. I might be down for that.
Yeah, man, it's just purple a bunch balloons. Of grapes, and you're like walking grapes. Kind of funny.
That actually is kind of funny.
But very easy. It's simply, you can get the suits or whatever.
It's a lot of balloons you have to blow up, though.
You could wear purple. You could do helium. I go blow them up at the store. Didn't that used to happen for people's birthdays? I mean, people used to bring birthdays to high schools and blow them up.
Yeah. No, I do like that one. I'll bring that up to the wife and kids and see. I'll let you know next week if they shot it down or not.
You can do purple and green grapes if you want. Mix it up a little bit. Family friendly. But still funny enough that it would get a little chuckle out of me if I saw it.
Okay, I'm going to bring it up. I'll give you some feedback.
Okay, kind of disappointing that you haven't picked a Halloween costume. You used to be very, very excited about that in the past, Rip. So I guess you're getting older and more excited about the fucking Gatorade in your man cave. Respect. With that said, you are an expert in costumes, man. I wanted to throw out a couple sports situations, a couple sports celebs, if you will, that are in the news, and you give me a costume for their current performance.
All right, I like this game. Let's go. How many you got? Three? You got three?
Very good at costumes. That's why I said grapes. That's not very good. You've been a little bit more creative than me. So let's start with in the news, man. I'm just Brett Favre, former Green Bay Packer. Apparently, Brett stole from the poor to build a volleyball arena for his daughter's school at the University of Southern Mississippi. Of course, he's taken to the story of the media is lying. It seems to be where this country goes whenever you get caught doing something bad. What costume should Brett Favre be for Halloween, Rip?
Yeah, that's a good one. And I'm actually, as punishment for Brett Favre, whether he did anything wrong or not, I'm going to make him dress up as Joe Biden, because I know Brett Favre is a huge Donald Trump fan. So I want to make him go the other side. And I believe he's got a little bit of the Joe Biden hairline going. So wow. I want to see Brett Favre dressed up as Joe Biden and see.
He would hate that. He would definitely hate that. Joe Biden, people might get it confused if it's Joe Biden or if it's the dying king from the House of Dragons episode. Could be confused the two. How about that's a good one though. How about our guy Mike Tomlin? He just took a 38-3 loss to the Buffalo Bills. The Steelers are currently 1-4. Still a stoic dude, but it looks like a mess there. What costume should Mike Tomlin rock?
I want to see him rock a old man Lovie Smith beard and go dressed as the head coach of the Houston Texans, Lovie Smith, because I believe he'd like to trade teams with him right now. He'd like to get out of Pittsburgh and possibly go coach another team. So if he could go masquerading around as Lovie Smith with that gray beard, I'd love to see Mike Tomlin do that.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Be easy for him, too. All he'd have to do is dye the beard and shave his head.
Rips come bringing it, man. Last and final one. Draymond Green, everybody knows what happens. Draymond Green, man, he could be in Cabo. He could be in Hawaii. He's taking some time away from the team. I'm cool with a Jay Crowder for Draymond Green trade. Bring him to Phoenix. I'll take the energy right now. Tighten that ship up. Rip, what costume should Draymond rock for Halloween?
Man, this is a tough one. You could go all kinds of different directions with Draymond, but I'm gonna go ahead and make him dress up as NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, because I think he should have to face himself and penalize himself for what he did to Jordan Poole. And also, it'd be a really ridiculous looking costume to see Draymond Green with a dress as a white man with a shaved head, bald white man. So I'd like to see him try to pull that off. I could go as Adam Silver really easily.
You know, that could be a really a good one too. If you did Adam Silver, which is easy for you, and then you can have your kids go as, you could have fun with, I can't even think of a good one. It's too much on the fly right there, but you could do a little NBA front office thing. I mean, I was thinking you could get Wes to be Mark Tatum. Could be funny, but nobody would get it.
Yeah. Maybe just like basketballs or something, referees or something like that, you know.
Maybe owners.
Yeah, Mark Cuban. I was gonna say Robert Sarver, but hey, he's not.
Yeah, we're not willing to do Sarver. You could do Joe Lacob. You can have your youngest as Joe Lacob.
Just walk around trick or treating in suits. I love it.
In a suit, you know.
That's a good game, man. Good Halloween themed game.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, and we're gonna talk a little bit of NBA too, because I wanted to talk about. You wanted to talk about if you should get the ticket or not.
6 days is NBA tip-off, October 18th. We've got two games. I mentioned earlier in the pod, I'm actually in on League Pass, I believe, this year, because my kid's a big Celtics fan, so we can watch all the Celtics games. DK, League Pass, you're a lifer on League Pass. Last year, your team to watch was the Charlotte Hornets, who were actually really exciting last year, but they lost Miles Bridges. They're not looking too good in preseason. who's your league pass team to watch this year? I think you said it on the last episode, but I want to focus on it.
Yeah. I did say it last episode. It's two West Coast teams. It's a guy, analytics guru, Sammy Gelfand, got signed down in New Orleans with the Pelicans. And I love everything about that squad. And so that's my top. My secondary team is the Sacramento Kings. I like what they're doing as far as like entertaining basketball, that they're going to have to play hard every night. They're literally going to be have to come in and play championship caliber basketball every night to even compete in the West. And this will be the year for Sacramento. Either something happens or it's completely back to the drawing board. And we'll know pretty early if they're going to be in the Victor Mbumwaku sweepstakes.
Oh, what was that? What was that last name? Victor Mbumwaku. Oladipo?
Mbumwaku.
The French freak. Every emerging superstar from the NBA now is just their nationality and then freak. We got the Greek freak, the French freak. It's a little ridiculous to me.
He's amazing. Mommy, 7'5". He's Kevin Durant, but 7'5" and young. So we'll see tanks starting to happen. So that could be interesting for different reasons. So, you know,
maybe the G League Ignite should be your team to watch if he's playing every game for them. Is there any way you can get G League Ignite games on the TV? I guess through
is he not playing for them? I don't think he's playing for them. He plays for his French team.
Oh, you're right. You're right. He plays for Metropolitans 92, but Scoot Henderson is the one on the Ignite, right?
Henderson's on the Ignite, who's very nice too. So, you know, San Antonio, Sacramento, we'll see. Or Sacramento can show up and maybe fight for that playing game. So that's my squad. Who you got? Did you say who you have?
No, I don't think I've actually thought about this. I do like your Pelicans pick. And I mean, I'm gonna confess right now that I hated Jose Alvarado for 2 weeks last year during that Suns Pelicans playoff series. But after that, I mean, the more I hear about him, we interviewed Josh Pastner, who was his coach at Georgia Tech. I love the guy, man. I want to buy my kid his jersey, Jose Alvarado. I'm a huge fan of that guy.
Yeah. Actually, play that clip. Play that Josh Pastner clip on Alvarado.
Yeah, Jose Alvarado, and he was giving the Phoenix Suns fits, and I mean, just anybody. That's who he is. I mean, that's his survival. I mean, that's what he does. And when I got the job here at Georgia Tech, as I mentioned to you guys earlier, they told me, hey, you're going to lose a lot, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We're starting over, so I'm not recruiting. And I said, I got to get a guard. I got to get someone who's, you know, to start out, you know, in our recruiting class. So I'm watching Alvarado play, and it's Sunday morning at 8 a.m. in Vegas, and neither team wants to be there. But the only player that's playing like so hard and as hard as they can is Alvarado. Like it's like he's playing like it's game seven of the NBA finals, and he's playing the Lakers, and there wasn't a lot of coaches in the building. I was there because I was, you know, and so he is playing so hard, and his team is not playing hard. He gets in their faces, is like screaming at them about the effort they're giving him. And he's diving on the floor and he's flying around. I mean, it was crazy. And I said to I said, I got to have this guy. I said, because when we're lined up in the national anthem playing, and we look across and there's Duke or North Carolina or those teams, and they've got 9 McDonald's All-Americans, and we're down here and the sweat's dripping down, I want Alvarado right next to me looking at, man, I'm going right at them. I don't care of what accolades, what high school reps they have. I don't care if they're projected to be the number one pick in the draft. I am going right at them. Like, that was my mentality. And that was Alvarado. And that's who he was for 4 years. He didn't care who we played. And if you ask any coach in this league, they would tell you he was their one. He was their favorite player for the 4 years. But two, they had such a dislike playing against us because he just caused people fits. He just got under people's skin. It was frustrating. The way he played, it was just the way he dove on the floor. I mean, he'd be flying around. He would stick his nose in there and get all these loose balls. It was crazy. So what you see with Jose is how he is his entire life.
Yeah, that was Georgia Tech head coach Josh Pastner talking about Jose Alvarado, one of the star players for the Yellow Jackets a couple of years ago, now in the Pelicans. DK, that's League Pass. I don't even know what it's called for the NHL. Is it NHL Ice Package or something like that? But Seymour, one of our five-star listeners out of Utah, huge NHL fans. We promised him we'd do a mini season preview here. I'm relying on you for this, DK, because I think I know some of the good teams. I know the worst teams, the Arizona Coyotes, but what are you looking forward to this NHL season? Our guy Austin Matthews on the Leafs, maybe running it back with them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the young guys now are coming around. There's some interesting moves where people will still say Colorado's it, but I think these Kraken, man, I'm all for Seattle. We're big Seattle sports pod, Rip.
Hey, maybe that's in the top three on the road trip too.
I mean, the Avalanche are there. The Lightning are going to be there. They were top teams last year. I think they all got a little bit better. Although Colorado lost, man, you got me doing this hockey stuff. I'm not ready, Rip.
You're the hockey pro on the show. I'm a one-star. This is a one-star NHL preview, just as a disclaimer, but I believe another sleeper team is Florida, who's been good for years, but they could make it to the Stanley Cup Finals too. We know our Coyotes aren't.
Yeah, we know our Coyotes aren't. They're actually still playing in a 2,000-seat arena next year. So Phoenix listeners, get your season tickets if you want to watch hockey inside of a phone booth. It's actually where myself and Seymour used to play hockey. Check that out. Opportunity alert. All right, let's do this. Let's just pick our one team that we think is going to win the NHL Stanley Cup next year. I'll lead off. It's been my team since I was a youngster. Why, you may ask? Well, it's my favorite logo to draw, and I've been drawing it since the age of 4. I will be going with the Calgary Flames. I really think that they're going to win the championship next year. There you go, Rip. There's my NHL pick. What do you got?
Well, that would be the first title from a Canadian team in how many years, DK? Get our statistician Winston on that. I'm actually going with another jersey I remember you rocking as a kid, and who happens to be my son's favorite team for a reason I have no idea, is the New York Rangers. So I'm going with the New York Rangers. Maybe we'll see. I believe Calgary's in the West and the Rangers in the East, DK. We could see a Rangers, Flames, Stanley Cup. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry, NHL talk. That was very pathetic and poor, man. I need to do more research on that a little bit. It's always basketball, big basketball kind of kickoff here, October, moving into Thanksgiving, football kind of takes over with a spice of basketball. Hockey doesn't really come around until those outdoor games start going, in my mind, and that's disrespectful. So I gotta pick a squad and stick with it. I'm sticking with the Flames. I'm going to figure it out.
Well, we almost made it through that full episode with no guest, DK. We're going to bring it back next week, but let's get to our final segment. We always do recommendations of the week. I know you got a hot one for the listeners this week. You lead it up, man. What do you got?
All right. I mentioned, and I'm going to finish with a read for our economy that's tied back to baseball from a listener. But my rec of the week is actually very, very cool. I don't know if it's in everybody's city, but it's worth checking out for golf. Folks who always want to know, I'm always jealous when I see the golf guys going and hitting in the private rooms where they know their speed. It's like the Top Golf basically, but we don't have Top Golf here in Hawaii. A lot of places don't have it. A lot of places don't want to fuck with the whole scene that is Top Golf, but I want to know my ball speed, my spin, where it's going, my distance, all that fun stuff. So I found it, man. And here in Hawaii, there's a local golf course that offers it. You got to check it out on the app. It's called Top Tracer, TOPTRACER. It's a golf app that if it is connected to your driving range, so just go to the app, check it out, see if it's available at your home course. If it is, you download the app, you put your phone right against your bag, and you basically can track every ball that you hit, where it goes, how hard you hit it, what distance. And then when you're done, you can look at the 100 balls that you hit and sit back and pulls this whole graph and it shows you what's going on with your swing, and you leave a driving range session way better because you're understanding. You may not know you're going left every time until you look at, and this is me, for example, and I'm going left every time on this app with, you know, but what feel like are straight shots for me. So make some adjustments. So that's my rec of the week, man. Top Chaser golf app. Check it out. See if there's a range by you. It makes the range experience kind of like you're just getting more information and it kind of feels a little bit more exclusive, like you're getting a lesson. So there you go.
Damn. You're telling me all these old men in the world of golf have embraced analytics.
I think and don't think so. That's why it's not available all over the place. I think the golf course has to buy into the Top Chaser program. So they use it right now. If you, anybody was just watching the long drive competition with Bryson DeChambeau and these guys driving the ball 400 yards, crazy. But they sponsor it and all their technologies behind that just tells you what the fuck's going on. So I don't know if a lot of old people are, but a lot of younger people are. And it, cause it's, you can do a driving range session and just not know. Now you can leave and know exactly what happened and what you need to do with your pitching wedge. For me, understanding my distance is a lot better. It's hard to just understand what your averages are. Now you can look, I'm averaging 180 with my 7 iron, but it's going right every time. I'm 175 is my number with this club, and you kind of can figure that shit out. So very helpful app.
Say the website one more time. Top, how do you spell it?
Spelled TOPTRACER.
TopTracer.com.
Yep.
All right. Good one for golfers, DK. I'm going to actually give one this week for actually everyone can use this, because there's nothing worse. If you've ever gone to a birthday party for a kid and you bring a present for that kid and it includes batteries, but the present doesn't come with batteries and the kid opens it and it doesn't work because there's no batteries included. My recommendation of the week, and a lot of people know this, DK, but if I can save tears from one kid through this recommendation of the week, it's all worth it. DK, is if you go to a kid's birthday party and you bring a gift that has batteries, bring batteries separately. So if the kid opens a gift, they can put in the batteries and play with it right away. Because like I said, there's nothing worse than a kid opening a gift and realizing that it doesn't work just because there's no battery. So that's my recommendation of the week, DK. Simple, old school, but it's relatable because it happened last week. I saw a kid open a gift with no batteries and he just threw it aside. So if you want your gift to matter, bring batteries with it. That's my rec of the week.
Spoiled ass kids, bro. Spoiled ass kids. Rip, excellent podcast. I want to finish with this read from a listener in Montana, our guy Saparito, but he's from Philadelphia. Here we go. That one in the podcast. Good morning. Are we about to enter an economic crisis? Could be, but don't look at unemployment, interest rate hikes, or the housing market for clues. A better indicator is whether the Philadelphia Phillies win the World Series. As the baseball historians on the Brew social media team found over the past 100 years, the surest sign of economic downturn has been a Philly-based baseball team winning the World Series. It happened in 1929, 1930, 1980, and 2008. On Monday night, so this is last week, but on Monday night, the Phillies clinched a playoff spot for the upcoming season. As Phillies fans, it gives us no pleasure to say this, but they must be stopped for the sake of the economy. So I'm back to the Mariners.
You're switching from the Phillies to the Mariners because every time the Phillies win the series, there's a sustained economic downturn.
Bingo. It's like seeing the mole on springtime. It's, or what do you call it? Punxsutawney Phil. Rip.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm gonna go small sample size there, because how many times the Phillies actually won the series? We got what, 3 or 4? But
4. 29, 30. Those were both depression years. 1980, and then 2008. 1980 interest rates, I think, were 16%. My father would remind me. He got on his crib. So, hey, the sooner this thing comes and goes, the better. It'll allow us to plan for our trip, our one-star trip, because we'll get some money flowing again. It's tough out there, actually, bro. This is a hard time for a lot of people. So you got the holidays coming up. So that's important. Rip is planning ahead. What do you think of the grape costume? Does that have a chance? Like, you think 30%, 40%?
I'm probably going to, not to disappoint you, but I'm probably going to go 5%, DK. It's probably a one-star idea, maybe 2-star, but it's tough to get these ideas approved by 4 members of a family. So I'll let you know next week.
I mean, if you came home with 30 purple balloons.
You're right. It's all in the presentation. So if I come home in that costume, they're either going to probably pop all the balloons right away, or they're going to just crack up and roll with it. So maybe I'll try
that. All right, I'll take the 5%, bro. Well, hey, happy birthday. We'll catch up next week. We'll be back with a guest. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate the October season for you. I always love celebrating.
Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'll see you next week. 1-Star Recruits.
Peace.
Thank you.